please now welcome to the show, from Creating Cakes, the wonderful Emma Taylor and the stunning Lisa Morgan. Welcome, girls.
Thank you. Good morning.
That was in sync, too. Yeah. Well done.
We've only got three mics, too, so they've got to share one.
Yeah, yeah. That's beautiful.
Happy birthday, Nate.
Oh, thank you very much, April. Well, actually, first of all, I mean, I'll talk to you, Lise, because I know, I believe you're the mastermind behind the cake. You have made me a cake, because it is my birthday today, and not that I need any more cake, but you have made me this incredible-looking N. How long did that take you?
Oh, dear. Actually, not too long.
Oh, really?
Yeah, we were just discussing it. It may look like we've cut out the letter N, but we have the alphabet in a cake tin. So we have a letter N cake tin just for you.
Thank you.
Now, we'll put something up on the socials at Jimmy Nath at Hit 100.9.
Yes.
Have a look at it. It is incredible. But, I mean, we've seen your socials, the stuff on Facebook and that. You've done so much more than a letter N. I mean, the N's incredible, but it blows. You're showing she did a spider yesterday?
I did do a spider. Don't tell my nephew yet, though, because he hasn't seen it.
I didn't say who it was for.
He's seven. I'm sure he's at school working hard, so he might be listening.
And he's deadly afraid of spiders.
Yep. No, he loves the show Deadly 60, so he's all about the spiders and creepy crawlies, so he'll love that.
Lise, what's the most impressive cake you reckon you've made? What's the hardest?
What's the hardest,
So Emma and I created a wedding cake for a local lady, actually, and her request was at least eight tiers high.
Eight tiers?
Yep. So every second cake tier had handmade flowers, roses.
Oh, my God.
I think our count was, I don't know, you tell me how many?
450, 460 roses or something like that.
Oh, my God.
Handmade.
Months and months of prep.
So heaps of work, all assembled at the venue. Pretty impressive. Big cake. Big cake.
Have you ever had to say, like, because people can contact you, you said this lady did, and you can build something. Have you ever had to say no, or can you just make it happen?
We're fully booked that week.
I guess, I mean, Emma, I'll ask you, how busy has Creating Cakes been recently? Business has been booming, I'm assuming?
Flat out. Yeah. Absolutely flat out. We're saying no more time. It's like having your children at work with you. No, you can't have that. No. Which is a great position to be in, but we have everything you could possibly need if you wanted to make your own cakes as well.
Yeah.
We hire tins. We've got edible images. We've got deconstructed cakes pretty much. So everything there ready for you to come in and have a go at doing it yourself.
What is the, I mean, I'm assuming the answer might be birthdays, but what's the number one occasion you get requests for to make cakes for?
Predominantly birthdays, but coming in sort of this time of year is wedding cakes in particular.
And due to COVID, all the cancellations last year, or I should say postponed cakes from weddings, they're all popping back up now. So we're having like a double season where everyone's getting married, but of course the people from last year, they're now wanting their cakes as well. So it has meant that we are quite busy. Even people with special birthdays like a 40th, they're celebrating that now for, say, their 41st.
That's what's so busy.
Yeah, so all these postponed cakes from last year where you couldn't have that number of people still got together with family, but now it's time to have those big parties. So it means that we're quite restricted. We're a small team. There's only so much we can do, but we have heaps of big cakes coming up, so it's good.
Lisa, can I ask you, my mum's a chef, and she gets asked to do free stuff all the time, cook for people. Do people ask you to make cakes for free, friends?
Only you guys.
Sounds like us.
No, look, it doesn't come up often. Obviously, my family, I love making cakes for my nieces and nephews.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, like my mum and dad and my husband, they luck out now these days. Emma and I actually don't make cakes for each other. We support other businesses. We might go to John Pascal or Darcy and Darcy and get a special cake for ourselves.
Yep. Or multiple.
Or multiple.
Or not.
You're not wrong. But yeah, free cakes. No, not heaps.
No.
Not heaps.
Actually, Lisa and Emma, I mean, either of you can answer this. I did want to ask this question. Have you ever been asked to make a cake for a really weird occasion? You know, someone going like, I'm getting a double vasectomy, let's have a two-tiered cake or something like that.
One comes to mind straight away. Yep. And what's weird cakes? One in the shape of a brain.
In the shape of
like
a
realistic 3D brain. And that was from a survivor of brain cancer.
Oh.
She wanted to, and if she's listening, congrats. And I hope you enjoyed your cake.
Wow, that is incredible.
Yeah, so occasions like that, people want something, you know,
different,
to represent a certain special time in their life.
Yeah.
And we try and do something.
That's so lovely
amazing.
That you can do that as well.
You guys cater for all these things. All right,
Well,
Creating Cakes, guys. If people do want to get, I know you're super busy at the moment, Em, but if people do want to get involved in maybe 3 months,
12 months.
If people want to get in contact with Creating Cakes, best way to do so, Em?
Either pop into the store, shoot us an email, give us a call. We're at 38 Lincoln Street in Lindisfarne.
Okay.
And either myself, Lisa, or Tracy will give you a hand with whatever you need.
Amazing. Well, M. Lisa from Creating Cakes, we appreciate you coming on the show this morning. Thank you
very
much.
Thanks for having us.
And thank you. And thank you for my N cake as well. Next time I'll ask for something more exciting.
Want more Jimmy and Nath? Download the Hit app. This is the show. Want more access to exclusive prizes? Become a VIP at hit.com.au.